Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're not answering me. I said good morning. How are you doing? You're not answering me. How are you doing? Are you doing great? Very great. Okay. I want to say to you that the best place to be is the house of the Lord. And the best to become in life is a child of God. Honestly, God is faithful. The Father we serve is a faithful God, a child of God. But being a child of God does not guarantee some things. Of course, as children of God, we believe God, we're going to get to heaven by the grace of God. God helping us. But it doesn't guarantee success here on earth if we don't get some things straight. Like I keep saying, terrestrial condition is different from celestial conditions. And here on earth, we're all competing with ourselves. And remember, God is the creator of all men. All men is the creator of all men. And God blesses everybody. He's a sovereign God. So therefore, you want to help yourself by understanding what God expects you to understand in exchange for what you need in life. This morning again, we are going to be continuing our topic we began last week, understanding the tool for life and living. Please, I noticed that many of us don't come for Bible studies, midweek service. I noticed. I want to encourage you. It's just 1 hour. Just 1 hour, 5 to 6 on Tuesday. Just 1 hour. You need to know and understand. Living a successful life is not a function of luck. Thank God for prayers. But I can assure you, prayer alone cannot guarantee it. There are so many things that you got to do. Now, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, say, therefore, if a man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Now, so as believers, the Bible tells us that all things are passed away, all things have become new. So it follows that we have to keep updating and upgrading. What did I say? We have to keep updating and upgrading. Do you know that the grace that they require to survive in the time of the Bible is totally different from the grace required to survive today? If you don't update as a child of God, you must upgrade and update. Even in Nigeria, in those days, once you are a graduate, you are guaranteed a job, you are guaranteed a car, even a house, yes or no. So what happened today? Things have changed. If you are not upgrading and updating, you will be outdated. May you not be outdated. Yes. Men and women that are outdated are complainants in life. They cannot compete with present challenges. They become complainants. They complain over everything. And guys that can galvanize, that have understanding, because you know what, things have to change. There is nothing you can do about it. You can complain from now the kingdom come. Doesn't change anything. Because God created you and gave you the capacity to be relevant for your season and your time. I can assure you, the same brain in our head, if the earth is still existing for the next 100,000 years, it will still be capable for them to update to the challenges of their time. So tell somebody, stop complaining. Tell them, no, stop complaining. Get understanding. So, last week I recap very briefly. I said, what's understanding? Understanding is a set of related abilities that help to transfer knowledge to the point of being useful beyond knowing. So we said there are six phases of understanding, which include you can explain, you can interpret, you can apply, you have perspective. You can, is it authorized? No. You can empathize. And you have self-knowledge. That's six. Now, last week we said, I'm going to be looking at understanding forgiveness. We did forgiveness last week. We expected to go to understanding anger and understanding happiness. My brother, my sister, let me tell you something. If you have a flawed character in the life we live in today, you will think that everything is working against you. Character is in very high demand, but short supply. Is in high demand, but very short supply. I don't know anyone that I've met. You don't want to lose a man or a woman of character. No, they are never someone that you want to lose. Even your friends, people with character, you want to keep them. Even in your place of work, you have a staff that have character. You want to keep them. Because they are in very, very high demand, but short supply. The challenge of Nigeria is men of character are too scarce. As a nation, look at us. Because of scarcity of character. I'm not saying men that come to church or men that say they are born again. Character. Trust. Even husband and wife, check this out. Can you imagine? Two people married and they are looking for character. Can you imagine that my wife will not be able to attest to my character? Can you imagine that I will not be able to attest to the character of my wife? That's absurd. Can you imagine that my children cannot attest to my character? That's failure by excellence. Don't forget about all this gymnastic that we do. Can you imagine I cannot attest to the character of my children? Everything becomes wrong when you are not getting things in the right order in life. Oh, some people want to substitute with prayers. If I can pray, please keep praying. Oh, when I read the Bible, understanding what thou readest. But there's difference between the letter and the spirit. There's difference between letters and revelation. That's what transforms. So this morning, I'm going to be speaking about understanding leadership. Before I go to understanding anger and happiness, understanding leadership. I'll be reading from 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 7 to 14. Now, sometimes people talk about God, they talk about this, they talk about that. Oh, some people say, I'm in the presence of God. I say, fantastic, it's good. Oh, I've done this and God has spoken to me. I say, excellent. But check this out. You are going before the sons of men. You go and trade. Even the Bible, look at the Bible. What the Bible says, you guys, men. He said, live with this woman with what? With knowledge. You know what is called knowledge? You must understand women before you marry one. Some people are just, they just think because you he said, live with them with knowledge that your prayers be not what? Hindered. Think about it. You know what? Bible is borrowing us brain. So also, gave the women their own instruction. Say, husband, love your wives. What did they say to the women? Do what? Submit, respect your husband. That is what men want. If you are arrogant, an arrogant woman, it's not possible. In fact, I don't care how much you pray. Happy home cannot exist. An happy life will not exist. When there's no happy home, can that be a happy life? So, now look at it. God gave this man a position. And he gave him, let's say you are a Christian, you are a child of God. Suddenly, he's a new creature. You now come to a new kingdom. So, I'm a Christian. I've said sinner's prayer. I'm a child of God. Just using that as an example. So, and something happened. Now, verse 5. I read from verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon. Verse 5. In a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. Somebody will say, that's a blank check. Is that not a blank check? Yes or no? Yes or no? Oh, blank check! But can I tell you something? At this junction in life, what is in your heart will speak. Who you are is what will speak. And may you not make a wrong request before God. He has made him become king. You will think everything. He said, no, ask. What I shall do? What I shall give thee? Now, when God set exams, you better pray for the Holy Spirit to help you to answer the question. Let's go to verse 7. And Solomon, and said, and now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I'm but a little child. I know not how to go out and come in, and thy servants in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Fair enough. Then he made a request from God. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. Everybody say understanding heart. Everybody say understanding heart. Ask me to do what? To judge thy people. That means when you don't have an understanding heart, you're going to be judging, your judgment will be wrong. Now, you know what happens? Lack of understanding. Before somebody finishes talking, you have judged the person. You are reacting, you are misleading, this is what they are thinking, this is what they are doing. It's like when you don't have an understanding hand, the judgment becomes very wrong. Without an understanding hand, you can never build a business. You can never maintain a relationship because you will judge wrongly all the time. Leadership, understanding leadership. First rule of leadership is you must have an understanding heart. Because check it out, you will be passing judgments. A man that is the head of a family must have an understanding heart. A woman that is a mother in a house must have an understanding heart. Anywhere there is leadership, that you are a leader, this is something that you must covet. Now, you see the conversation between Solomon and God. That is when you will know what is important and what is not important. When you read the Bible, you must understand when God is speaking. That is authority talking. I'm not talking about people speaking on behalf of God. I'm talking about God himself speaking. Pay attention. Wherever you find God speak. You know, we have modeled everything together. So, we don't even understand. We cannot separate. Look, when Paul is speaking, when God is speaking, pay attention. God speaking here. To judge thy people, one. Number two, that I may discern between good and bad. Do you know what is good and what is bad? Do you know that? Let me tell you something. Do you know that some people say they are very sick and they are healed? Do you know that it is what they are eating that is making them sick? Can you imagine? You cannot discern between good and bad. Can you imagine that some people can eat themselves to the grave, to early grave? You don't have understanding. That's the meaning. I'm talking about what you are eating, you know? Can you imagine? Some people even don't drink enough water to flush their system every day. And suddenly, I'm a child of God. Oh, why must this happen to a Christian? Because of lack of understanding. Anything can happen to anybody. Oh, come for medical checkup. You don't even know your BP. Understanding heart. You can't discern between good and evil. You don't know your BP. You don't know blood sugar level. You don't know anything. And the same money that you're supposed to go and do medical checkup, you know what happened? You look for a lace. And I should be that we, I'm telling you, you put it, and you have, they are buying the one for next month. They are buying the, Munati Wambeo. Ah, Auntie Milun Shinko. Charity Mbasimbe won't they like it. Very good. And Remy, that's the Kerala Finshore. We are very close. Munati Law. Now, maybe your BP must not go to Port Harcourt. And your body is telling you that you must rest. Say, no, Timba Simbe Kluma Shele. Afemi. It's only God that is indispensable. Understanding heart. There are times that your body is telling you sleep. I must go. Hey, it's chief. We must be there at that meeting. Which meeting? Which meeting? Alaji Bako. Hey, you'll be waiting for me. Which Bako? Waiting for you for where? Understanding heart. So believers, we keep asking questions. God, why? God, why? God, why? Lack of understanding. You know, sometimes I keep asking myself a question. How much does really a man need to survive in life? It's not much, though. Honestly. And you know what? In Nigeria, they have converted all of us to a spirit of covetousness. Nothing is enough again. Tell him, we are content. We know we are okay. Nothing here. Immediately, he buys another car. The car just bought is like 5 or 6 minutes. He's driving. And you see, wow! Land Cruiser, I wish I had that daily. You just bought another car. So immediately, you started in your mind to be thinking about Land Cruiser. You are not a settled human being. Your mind is not at peace. So trouble starts again. Immediately, you just bought another one. And the car you bought can serve you for the next 4 or 5 years. Immediately, your brain starts thinking, Understanding how. You know, do you know what we put in our system that makes us get sick and ill? Maybe I hope I can get there. Understanding heart. To discern between good and evil. Do you know that many people don't know good or evil? Honestly speaking. Because you know what? Sometimes evil can be packaged as good. Okay, don't you go to the supermarket to go and buy sardine, corned beef? Is it not good? Corned beef, you look at the thing now. Along with you are a big boy. I hope. Oh, I want to corned beef for me. And you make far. And that corned beef, sin no. Abi? Now, do you know what happened? It looks good, but it is bad for your health. So the people in the village that are eating organic, and I want to come and lay, Baba Eti. Baba, Baba Konshe, Pam, Pam, Baba Kon, Baba Shiba, and Kakrim. But big boys, cholesterol, what you call your no understanding. Big boys. Let me tell you something. If you have pot belly, go and do something about it. I don't care who you are. Pot belly. What did I say? Do something about pot belly. Check your BMI. I was buying gym equipment a few years ago. And somebody was telling me, when you are beating girl, you won't use it. Not somebody like me. Me. I won't use it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm there. I used to tell my daughter, I said, Flavor, I said, what test do I have to preach to you consistency? I only have to show it to you. I'll be disciplined. This is myself, my body. And the Bible says your body is the temple of where? The Holy Ghost. Will you not take care of the temple of the Holy Ghost? I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? Listen to me. You have a job to do. To discern between good and evil. Sometimes you don't even know. Understanding heart. How many people walked into marriages that they thought, yeah, this is it? Especially some girls. They said, the guy is tall, 6 feet two. I said, you are marrying height. Go and marry height. In the next few years, you will know that you have married height. You have not married a man. Okay, what are you marrying? I remember many years ago, I was in China. I was so ignorant of too many things. So there was this young girl, university girl. She came, she couldn't even speak English. So I will speak, she will pay something to know what I'm saying. So I suddenly was ignorant. So later I just found out her body language, the way she was. In China. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You don't know. Daddy is coming. I got everything jealously. Hey, good morning. I said, no, good morning, me. Me, see, no, I want to buy good morning. Mo say, why? I just hold on. Think about it. Hey, mommy, one day, mama, daddy is coming. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, come on, let me see me. Oh, let me see me. Lie. So, I took his photograph. So one, as I was now showing on my camcorder, one of my friend. Oh, that means something. Yay! Oh, my God! Money kilo shele. So nikini kong. Oh, my God! Now lo shele miss early. Bo shele onu akwadi. Because you know the truth of the case. There are some things that men do. We do, and you know what happened. And that's it. It changes your destiny, and you will never know. Just once. I'm not saying God will not forgive you, but can God trust you again? You don't know how long it will take for God to trust you again. Do you know that some people just do it once, and that's it? Destiny. Can you imagine? God forbid, though, I did something like that. See my wife, see all my children. Can you imagine that I did something and it's affecting all of them? How will I be feeling? Bad man. Hello? I can't hear hello? Hello? Are you in church? Yes, see. All this one that's saying, sin, shall not have dominion over you. You better run away from sin. Run away. Me, you are who? You are smiling at me. To do what? I don't even see your teeth with it. So to discern between good and evil. Now, look at what God said. Honestly speaking. And look at what God said. Verse 10, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, yeah. And what? Please, so. The Bible says, let the word of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be what? Before you, O Lord God of my salvation. I want you to please understand that you can be praying and you may not be acceptable to God. You can be talking to God. Please, It's not all prayer that ascend to his throne. It's about who you are. Elijah said, before God, whom I stand. Some people can pray for 5 hours and they are just making noise. And some people pray for like 10 minutes. And heaven is saying, what is asking after? What is it about? Please be the man that is praying for 10 minutes and heaven is giving you attention. Character. It doesn't come with salvation. It is you work your salvation. You are the one to work it. Salvation is free, but character of a believer is not free. You develop it. And you know what? Ask me who are the examiner that will examine your character. Ask me. Sons of men, your wife will examine your character. Your husband will examine your character. Bushi Sorosimi Oda, yes. Binikon, Kinikon, yeah. They will examine your character. Now, God speaking. And God said unto Solomon, all the things you've heard about Solomon, all the Queen of Sheba, everything that you hear, all the story that Solomon became a great man, it is by this request alone, asking God for the right thing, being concerned with what concerns God. He said, these are your people, not my people. And how can I lead your own people? It's not possible. I'm a small child. I don't care how many years I am. I can be not many bishop, half bishop. No, how can I lead your people? If you don't help me. That's what he said, just give your servant an understanding heart. God knew that other men, the first thing they will ask, God, can I be a billionaire? Yes, now. Is money not good? Yes, money is good. That's the first thing. God, I want money. From me away. So that is what God has always been hearing for other people. For the first time, God said, human being, you're asking for what? Understanding hearts. Solomon. May God spoil you. I said, may God spoil you. Let me tell you something. God has too much in his storehouses. That's what you know the Bible says. Say the hand of the Lord is not short that I cannot reach. Sometimes, honestly speaking, I keep asking myself a question. May God let me understand what he's saying. Say his hand is not short that I cannot reach. He says his ears, they are not deaf. They are not hearing. But what has separated you from me? Excuse me. And God said, because thou hast asked this thing, and thou hast for thyself long life, number two, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor asked life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. That is too important to God. Discern judgments. When you're a man that can discern judgment, you are likely to be a man of peace. Everybody can be at home around you. I don't care anybody will be at home around you. You are likely to be a man of God. Any man of God must be able to discern judgment. If you can't discern judgment, you will not be how can you be a man of God? It's not possible. How can you be a woman of God if you can't discern judgment? I'm talking about discernment. You know what it means to discern? It doesn't look like it. You have to find out. You have to interrogate it in your spirit. Discern judgments. Okay, your husband or your wife, what they are doing to you, maybe that is part of the exam that you must pass. If you can't discern judgment, you're going to be reacting. Nonsense. Stupid. This one. That one. And you are only in an examination hall. Keep quiet. You know what they do in exam hall? They do what? Silence. But you can't discern anything. You have come again. You have started again. You have this again. You have you are in an exam. And the exam of life doesn't have timetable. You don't know the timetable. Am I talking to somebody this morning? No, you're not. Am I talking to somebody this morning? I remember one day, many years ago, me have shared it here. One of my staff, great guy, I like him, love him. So I didn't know what happened. In the floor of the fact, everybody was there. Everybody. So maybe I was saying something that he didn't do. I said, no, Oga, Egbo. Even if you're not doing Igbo, be se wa yen ah mo ni okay mo kon dake mo ni mi mo awon mo de se kere okay won lo loyinbo in Jesus name but won sha dagba emi na feran mo loyinbo so o kan fun mi ni o fun mi lawon statement mi lo kan bi meji meta kan but they are very thick they are very very thick now you know what happened. If anybody does anything like that to me, if my wife is there or I report to my wife will keep quiet. There's no support. No, you can't get support. My wife expects me to be able to endure everything. That is her expectation. I should endure everything. So my wife will not encourage me to fight back. She would no. If she's going to say so, maybe she was not there. Maybe I told her or something. So I didn't say anything. I left the place. And I was not happy. So, and the guy didn't come to apologize afterwards. He didn't come. Hello? He came to work the following day. And he was working as if nothing has happened. He said, God, ready? Have you ever had that come before? Now, I'm the owner of the business. I trained you, I did everything. This is the one that you brought there. It was as if nothing happened. Ah, okay. You know what I use? I use pure water to wash it down. My word. If I don't wash it down, I'll be in trouble. So, but I eventually, maybe some of his colleagues came to beg me or something. I don't know. What happened, Sha? I can't remember very well. So, maybe he came to beg me. I don't know. Eventually. I said, okay. So, suddenly, maybe a few weeks after, he just bought a car and the engine knocked. Busa. After the engine knocked, maybe he came to me and said, Oga, I've done wrong. My car engine has knocked because of what I said. I said, no, I'm not the one that knocked the engine of your car. No, it's not what you said to me that. No, that's not it. I don't help the devil to work. How can I be wishing you bad because you have done wrong to me? That means that I'm using that's the ministry of the devil and I can't be happy. So, eventually, he had to repair his car. So he came to me, he begged me, he said I should, sorry. I said, no problem. So he came for a loan to repair the car, and I gave him the loan to let him know that I didn't collect the money back. I gave him the money. He's one of our best staff today. One of our best staff. Maybe that was one exam that I have to pass. If I can't design, what will I do? I sack him on the spot. Of course, there are some people that you have to sack on the spot too. That's what I'm saying. But in my own case, believe me, after I know there's an exam I have to pass. Do you know why it's an exam? Let me tell you about this guy. Many years before, maybe 10, 12 years earlier, one day, in the middle of the night, the factory was burning. And the fire has engulfed the ceiling. Factory was burning. I was not even there. Do you know what happened? There was no fire brigade, there was nobody. This guy entered that ceiling and put up the fire. 12 years earlier or something. Uh-huh. So should I forget that? And just remember what he did now. No, I can't forget. If I cannot design, I will have forgotten what he did. His good works. The factory will have burned. In fact, there would have been no reason to be talking to me. Because the factory will have been burned. I would say if you don't forgive men their trespasses, how will God forgive you? I went to church this morning. Do you know the value of an understanding heart? You'll be able to discern. You know exactly what you have to do by time. You know exactly how to put things in the right perspective. The Lord will help you. I said the Lord will help you. As he's helping me, the Lord will help you. My brother, my sisters, please develop character. That is when authority, you can be trusted with authority. There's a difference between you are praying and you have authority before God. There's a difference. There's a difference between you can lay your hand on the sick and they can recover. There's a difference. It's called authority. authority, anointing. The Bible says, by the reason of the anointing, yoke shall be what? Broken. If you pass through a church, you don't have character. You know what? You're opening door for the enemy. That's what you do. It doesn't matter what happened. Some people say, they come here, they stand on the floor, they stand on this place, they do something, I don't care what they do. The only thing is the fact that I'm not the one that is doing anything. Just leave me alone. It's God that is doing something. You go, we pray. What about if God doesn't answer? There is no man that answers prayer. I've not seen one. It's only God that answers prayer. So if things happen, it is God that made it happen. Leave me alone. Leave me out of it. And when the man of God prays for, which man of God? What about if God doesn't answer? No, leave that one. It's only God that answers. So when we give glory to God, we attract his blessings. In fact, when we are not here, people come here, things will be happening. We attract the blessings of God. And when you are, let me tell you something, when you are partaking in the glory of God, he knows. You may be deceiving people, and you enjoy, you are partaking, he knows. And God has told me before, and I can never forget. He said, now, listen to me. Like Solomon went to God. He said, listen, my glory is the poison to man. He said, be content with the blessing. Praise the Lord. Are you in church this morning and say, praise the Lord? Do you want an understanding heart? Now, with an understanding that there is no situation that you cannot turn around. It doesn't matter where you are. That's the issue. You can, I've gone too far. I've gone too far for where? Understanding now will recalibrate you. Will reprogram everything. You remember the Bible said, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion. So that's the meaning. So it's not a function of the fact that, no, I've gone too far. I'm not supposed to do this. No matter what, pick the thing today, everything will begin to fall in place. It's called understanding heart. You know exactly what to do, how to program. You reprogram yourself. That's why the Bible says, there's now no condemnation. Say to somebody, don't condemn yourself. I can't hear you. Say, don't condemn yourself. Listen to understanding now, you recalibrate. You reprogram yourself tomorrow morning when you wake up, you are a new person, you are recalculating, things worked out. Let me tell you something, I don't care where the heart of the man is or the woman, there's no heart that God cannot touch. Behold, I've done according to thy words. Lo, I've given thee, number one, a wise and understanding heart, one, so that there was none like thee. Before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Verse 13, I have also given thee that which you are not asked. Listen to God, giving somebody both riches. Amen, God. Say riches. Honor. So that there shall not be any among the king like you in unto thee all thy days. Verse 14, and if thou walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did, then will I lengthen thy days. Can God not bless man? Will God not bless you? No, answer me. Will God not bless you? You are not answering me. Will God not bless you? Will God not provide for you? Will God not take care of you? He will. He surely will. But the question is this morning. Do you want to ask God for an understanding heart? Everything that is not working begins to work. It doesn't matter. Because you know why? You know why? It is you that will work it out. It's not God or the angels. You are the one to work it out. So when the understanding now shows up, you begin to work things out. Now, the way you talk changes. The way you reason changes. The way you do so. Some people, they indulge themselves too much. I'm not the one that is wrong. You are not the one that is wrong. But things are not working. My brother, my sister, do you know what? Men like Solomon, before they pray, God is answering. While they are yet speaking, a man that has an understanding heart, when you go before God, you even wait on God to put the words in your mouth. Because you'll be able to discern between good and evil. When men have done anything and I've been hurt, what do I do? When I'm hurt, for real, I just go when I want to pray. When I get to the place of prayer, I don't pray like that. I'll be telling God my frustration. God, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not fair. I don't pray the way you people pray. You won't believe it. God, it's not fair. Honestly, I'm not happy. I'm not this. I'm not that. I will do everything I need to do. And you know what happened? Sometimes, after I've done it, God began to speak to me. I remember one day that my wife offended me. This is my wife. Can offend me sometimes. She's my wife. Hey, you don't know. Okay. But the issue is the fact that, honestly, I keep saying it. If that she did not marry me, could ever rock, could rock? Honestly, do you offend me? Could rock? Lie. It's not possible. I've been proving it to her and her children. I used to tell her children, if he did not marry me, in fact, she would have been looking for. And when my wife offends, you know, naturally she doesn't talk. That's what I don't like. Somebody has offended you. Just tell me sorry. I don't care. Anything. She didn't say anything. I was not happy. And I went to prayers. I was praying. And there was no road. Everything was blocked. Everything was blocked. Some of you that have something in your heart and you can pray to God, you have capacity. So you know people are in your heart. People have offended you and you can pray to God. You have capacity. I don't have it. I lost everything. I lost my people. So when I struggle, I said, I struggle. And I went inside. She now says sorry to me. Why didn't she say sorry before I went to pray? Now, what I'm saying is the fact that even God don't understand that you'll be offended. But you know what happened? Is your heart large enough to forgive? Understanding hearts. You'll be able to discern between good and evil. And you'll be able to pass judgment. Remember when the Bible was talking about Sarah in Hebrews 11. He said, judging faithful who has promised. Do you know that sometimes it's only men we pass judgment, on God too? So he says, Sarah judge God faithful. How many of us can judge God faithful in our heart? How many of us is not saying God is the one that is responsible? And for all you care, it's not God. I want us to rise up this morning. Worship team, can you just come and let us just worship God and we pray? How we worship the Lord and how we sing, I will sing holy to my Lord and Savior, my God and King. I will sing holy.
Holy.
I will sing holy. I will praise. I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship Him and give the praise to Him alone. And is to come,
I will sing before His throne forever.
Church, please listen to me this morning. There are quite a number of us here this morning. People have offended you, and you have taken offense. Quite a number of us this morning. You are not happy with some people. You are not happy. You have been offended. And I hear the voice of the Lord tell me that you should drop it today. Drop it here now. Drop it now. Now. And also, receive grace to forgive as you are standing here now. Grace to forgive that person. I don't know how terrible the offense has been. Just, that is none of my business. I'm just hearing the fact that you must receive grace to forgive. And to change your behavior in that situation.
Yes, the cross.